Alberto Fujimori's 10-year presidency from 1990 to 2000 left him a deeply divisive figure in Peru. Some saw him as the leader who rescued the country from the evils of terrorism and economic collapse, but others viewed him as a man who led by corruption. He would spend more than a decade in prison for ordering dozens of murders and overseeing other brutal tactics used to eliminate political foes. But after serving almost half his 25-year sentence for human rights violations, Mr. Fujimori has been granted a medical pardon from current President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski. President Kuczynski has told the country it was the most difficult decision of his life.
De acuerdo a la prerrogativa que me otorga la Constitución,
I am convinced that those of us who consider ourselves Democrats cannot allow Alberto Fujimori to die in prison. Justice is not vengeance. All pardons are by nature controversial. There is an important number of Peruvians who are opposed to the pardon. My decision is especially complex and difficult, but it is my decision. I can not only be the president of those that voted for me, I need to be it for all Peruvians. Open wounds will only be cured through a reconciliatory effort and a will that we should all form part of.
Hundreds of Peruvians have taken to the streets to protest against Mr. Fujimori's release. Chants calling him a traitor and declaring the pardon must go have made their way to the clinic where he is currently being treated for low blood pressure and an irregular heartbeat. As President Kuczynski's calls for peace and unity were being ignored, some called for him to step down.
We're demanding the president's resignation and the reconviction again of this practitioner of genocide, Alberto Fujimori. The Peruvian people are within all their rights to unite in a national insurgency.
The ailing former leader has asked the people of Peru for forgiveness in a video film from his hospital bed. Speaking on top of a beeping monitor, Mr. Fujimori, for the first time, admitted to letting down the country.
I am aware that the results of my government were well received on one side, but I admit that I have let down other compatriots, and I ask them to forgive me with all my heart.
The most serious conviction against Mr. Fujimori involves his knowledge of the existence of death squads financed with public money that killed civilians. And for families of those victims, the prospect of forgiving him is nowhere in sight. Many, including this relative of a student killed by one of the death squads, say the pardon is a further act of injustice.
As families, the rights to justice that we have are being trampled. We are here reacting with the rejection to that pardon and demanding that all the processes be made more transparent in the manner that it must be followed and according to the norms that Peruvian laws dictate.
President Kuczynski had promised as a political candidate not to release the former president. The pardon followed Mr. Fujimori's son's bid to impeach President Kuczynski on suspicion of corruption, fueling speculation the move was political. The Fujimori family, meanwhile, has declared the pardon a great day for supporters, saying the former leader is the happiest he has been in 12 years.